So hello good people of the internet, it is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, I'm out in the forest. And as yet, I am not sure what this episode is about, but hopefully it'll be good. So today I am out in Ravensdale Forest, which is a good kind of, I don't know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes drive from where I live. And it's been a while since I was out here. If you watched the old vlog, you would have seen me here doing the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram in some standing stones are up here.
Before me, Raphael. Behind me, Gabriel. On my right hand, Mikael. On my left hand, Uriel. For around me flames the pentagrams, and within shines the six red stars.
I thought I would do some random outing, but it seems the Fata map is down, so that's probably not going to happen. And so I don't really know. I could just do a couple of videos, but I don't really know what to talk about. But I'm sure I'll come up with something. It's not as if I find it hard to talk. Right, so I've come to a fork in the road, and I have to make a decision. A bit like a metaphor for my life. One thing I quickly learned from walking in the forest trying to video myself is just how hard it is to walk and talk. You go like about 10 foot and you're out of breath. Could be my age and level of fitness though, rather than just being it being hard in general. So the Fata map just won't work for me. I do have Google Maps and I do have a full signal here, so I assume it's just down for the minute. I will try it later on. So what I thought I would do instead is take the path that seems least inviting in a way, because we're always told in like spirituality books or new age books or magic books, you know, to feel your way through life, to kind of you know, pick the path that feels best to you. And you know, if you're like that old game of if you're going down the street, see what, you know, your inner intuition is telling you, whether to turn left or to turn right. But going by the kind of theory of the Fathom Project, that would kind of keep you within your bubble, within your, you know, the grounds of your comfort zones or your reality tunnel and all that. So it's probably good exercise to do. And what I'm going to do today is feel your intuition and then go do the opposite in the hope that you're somehow going to lead yourself to points where you wouldn't normally be, where you shouldn't be, and hopefully not too much danger, because we don't want danger. Well, a small degree of danger. Danger in the sense of excitement and freedom and release and all that, rather than danger in the sense of being attacked by wild animals and killed. That's my goal for today anyway. We'll see how that goes. So you see now, almost instantaneously, I have a problem. Because when I came to a fork in the road there, I seen one and I goes, whoa, that's probably the one I would go with. And then this other one, so I'll go the other one. And then I'm kind of going, well, now I'm kind of using my intuition, even though it's an opposite sense, still going. So it's still not really random. It's still not getting me kind of out of my comfort zone, because it's a decision I've made to do this. And you know, how do you know that that's not part of the matrix, or whatever the word is we want to use? And this is kind of one of the problems I do have with the random out type thing, possibly because I don't really know how the app works exactly. Because like, if you are part of the matrix, let's just call it the matrix for the ease of it, whatever it is, part of consciousness, the field of consciousness, whatever it is, then finding the Fathom Project and going on these random outing excursions surely would be part of the programming. Like, how likely are you to randomly come across, as I did, well, I didn't, Spud sent it to me, but still he came across it randomly. How likely are you to find this kind of stuff if it's trying to, you know, if the universe is trying to hide it from you, or if the matrix is trying to keep you within the matrix and all of that kind of stuff? And excuse the continuing kind of light issues, but it's the nature of forests. Of course, another thing about filming yourself when you're, or videoing yourself when you're going on these type of walks, is that you tend to spend more time thinking about the videoing and what you're going to say and all that than, you know, kind of appreciating what's around you. Which is, you know, it's not ideal, but when you're trying to, you know, kill so many birds with the one stone you have, it's just kind of the nature of where it is. But I will try to balance it properly, where I get both the video in and the walk experience. So what I might actually do is at some point try and find somewhere to sit down and do a longer kind of monologue type thing, and maybe just try to enjoy the forest for the forest, rather than, you know, constantly always working. We'll see though. So it's a week now since the Reiki session I talked about in the Return to Reiki video, and I'm going back later on this afternoon to get a second session. And I just wanted to give kind of an update on the whole thing, rather than just, the last video was just kind of a very first impression or immediate impression of the actual Reiki session itself. But the last week was definitely one of the best weeks I've had in a long while. My mood has been fantastic. I've been very positive. I feel happy to be alive. I feel hopeful. I feel all these things that, you know, allegedly normal people feel. And I attribute an awful lot of that to the Reiki, or at least to the kind of push that the Reiki give me. You know, the self-care element, doing something for yourself, and the relaxation involved and all that. But even the woo-woo of it, I do think there definitely has been something shifted, something changed, and I'm very thankful for it, obviously. I'm looking forward to my session today, and I hope that more will come from it. But again, I don't want to put too much pressure on it, because then, you know, you're putting excess potential on it and all of these things that, you know, might balance back. Or, you know, hope is a terrible thing. You know, it sets you up for a fall, although that is my programming, my subconscious programming and limiting beliefs talking. But a couple of other things I did, if you've seen my other video, which was talking about clearing out my shelves and stuff, but I did a clearing in general of loads of different stuff, including that I got rid of an awful lot of my subscriptions, my digital subscriptions, but for a number of things, for like, even down to like my TV package and stuff that I wasn't even using, and I don't know why I was paying for it. Literally the last time I put on Sky, which is what we have over here, was at Christmas, which is what, 5 months ago, and I've been paying for it for 5 months without having watched it, in the hope that, oh, just knowing at some point that it's, you know, it's in the background there, that I might want it. But they bumped up the price, nearly doubled the price now, good luck. And that was kind of the catalyst to start looking at all of my subscriptions that I was doing, and all of the kind of energy, in a sense, that I was giving away to different places, and kind of seeing if it was worthwhile or not, or if I was getting enough from it, or whether it was justified. And then I kind of snowballed into just get rid of all of them. But some of them I kept most of my patrons that I support, because I think that's good. You should have something. If people are giving you something, you should be giving something back. And so that's kind of different than, say, I don't know, a Stack or a Skillshare or Udemy kind of subscription or whatever it is. But I also got rid of some of my websites, well, not my websites, my URLs, changed my hosting to a package that's more suitable to me, rather than something that is kind of very premium that I had that I don't actually need for the position I'm in. Possibly one day I will, but right now it's not. But the whole thing, when it came all down to it, worked out about £1,200 a year that I had saved. And like, it's not about the money, it's definitely not about the money, but there's a part of it that's about the money. Like, when you think of it, £1,200 and these kind of little things. And it got me thinking today, because I stopped on the way out here to get a coffee, and I spent whatever it was, €4 on the coffee. And no problem, you don't spend €4, but yet I will agonize over spending like £2.99 on a Kindle book or whatever. I just, you know, it takes me ages to make that decision whether to do it or not. And I kind of, the answer I got for myself was, I'm definitely going to finish this coffee. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. It's going to be worthwhile. Whereas I bought so many Kindle books that I've never read that it kind of feels like a false economy. Not quite using that expression right, but it feels like there's not a guaranteed return on my investment, even though it's a better investment. So that brings me all back to the kind of idea that I had ages ago on the website, and I'll link to it in the show description or in the description below if you're on YouTube. And it's like, are you getting a return on your magical investments? And for a long time, I kind of wasn't, because I was doing all of these, an awful lot of daily prayers and an awful lot of rituals and work that just weren't getting me anywhere. And I found that the best kind of place, or the place where most magic happened for me, was when I let go and when I did clearing and when I stopped resisting. And the biggest kind of changes in my life and the biggest kind of magical events all coincided with a period of not resisting life, of clearing out, of getting rid of the clutter and the muck, and seeing, you know, the dross and all of these things, and seeing what was left. But that only happens because of all the work you've put in. And it only happens because of the saturation in all of the other people's ideas and the other people's books, and all of doing all these rituals and, you know, exposing yourself to all of these different ideas and methods and thoughts. Only though, with the end goal being that you're going to, for me, talking specifically about me, your process is probably completely different. But kind of exposing yourself to all of the different ideas and all that, all the different things, and then stopping, removing them all, and seeing what's left and what you've learned from it. You know, go back to your touching stone, or your touchstone, and see who you are again after going out on that adventure into other people's territory. And it's at that point when I've, you know, like being the soldier going out into the war, and then you come home, you get back to your bed or whatever it is, your little shelter, your sanctuary, and you know, you have to think about what you've done, and you let go of all of these things. And it's at that point that the high strangeness, the magic, the wonder, the awe arrives back for me, and things, the synchronicities, all of those things. Like I say, it's reliant on having actually done the work to remove yourself from it, if that makes sense. So right now, an awful lot about clearing, an awful lot about self-care going on for me, and trying to look after myself a bit. In that I possibly wasn't looking after myself as well as I could, because I was trying to achieve an awful lot and trying to do things. And there is a kind of my mood is related to achievement, not in the sense of accolades or people thinking you're awesome and all that, but getting stuff done, getting fucking things done, you know, and getting the stuff off your to-do list. So I have to kind of counterbalance the kind of high, in a sense, that I get from that, but also the high I get from not doing anything, like being out in this wonderful place and just chilling out at the same time, making a video and also working. But I did balance it. It's a bit not as bad as that, because I was doing a video where I was walking around and I was kind of trying to, you know, make the walk into a video and come on a journey, and I'm going to stop it. Enjoy your walk. That's why you're here. Rather than constantly always working, pretending that you're taking time for yourself and all of that thing. And it's such a big thing for me to take time for yourself because of guilt and because of, you know, feeling that you should be doing something more productive. And I was talking recently to my doctor. It was about that my eye thing that I had going on, and we just got onto the subject of mood or whatever. So maybe she picked up on something. And we had long, deep conversations in the doctor's about all the different thoughts. And she's wonderful, and I was very thankful for all that. So that is part of the clearing started there. And she was saying that the way you have to see it, though, all of these things, is it's an investment in yourself. And I kind of switched something on in my brain that I felt I could get behind that. I could reframe these things. And that's what I've been trying to do. So since then, and since the Reiki, every day I've been getting out of the house and going for a drive. Now, I don't like driving, but it's, in fact, I hate driving. I loathe driving. Second only to cutting the grass. I'd say driving is more annoying to me than cutting the grass. But it allows the thing I need of being totally on my own. If I go for a walk, there's still interaction with people. There's still this kind of botherment that you can have, that I don't get the solitude or the sanctuary that I did. Where I do in a car, because I'm completely cut off and there's no radio on. I've been listening to audiobooks. I've been listening to reality trance surfing, which is awesome. And I'm going to make a video about it soon, because it's like, it seems to answer everything. And I want to get people to tell me why it doesn't answer anything, because I'm kind of caught in the bubble. But anyway, that's that tangent aside. So going off on these spins and just getting out has been wonderful for my health. It's really satisfying my need to recharge as an introvert, or my need to, you know, just check in with myself. And so that's what I've been doing. I don't know how much I can how sustainable that is, because there's also like I have to work and I have a big kind of project that I'm going to be starting soon. But I think if I can do enough of it now before the big project, I might be able to sustain me through the project, or at least I can take more breaks where I do this. You know, even if I don't get out every day for a couple of hours just to chill out, if I get out once or twice a week, it might be good. So I guess the whole point of this video, if we're going to bring it around to something that you might find useful other than me just talking about all of this, is that have a look at where you're, you know, invest in yourself a bit more. Are you getting a return on the stuff that you're actually doing? Is your magic, you know, is it a good investment in what you're doing, in these people's ideas that we're kind of, you know, subject ourselves to? Like all of the different thoughts and blogs and videos and YouTubes, we can get kind of sucked up into it, and we should, you know, because we should expose ourselves to different ideas and different thoughts and different methods and all that. But are you having, you know, is the return good enough for you? Are you putting too much effort into it without getting that kind of reward at the end? Or are you just spending too much time in the company of other people's ideas? And do you need to cut back like I did, you know, clearing out the shelves, clearing out my magical ideas, clearing out some physical stuff as well, like the subscriptions and various other things that I did. It was more than that, you know, the complete clearing, just so I can come back to, hello, Tommy. So what's going on with you? How are you? Checking in with yourself. And then once you've done that, find ways that you can invest in yourself more to get a return on yourself. You know, so you might be an introvert, you might be an extrovert, so you might need to spend more time around people, whatever it is. But look at where your investments are in your life. Are you getting a return on them? And are you investing enough in yourself personally? You know, and is it sustainable? All of these things. So that's kind of my question, have something for you to think about. Should you have a better return on the investment you're making on yourself? And can you spend more time for yourself and touching stone and collating and collecting all of these things that you've found and making them a bit more yours or whatever? No, rambling at this point. You kind of get what I'm saying. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.